We are in Simin Reish Tzadi Vav. We're up to Siv Beis. Vein Mavdilin Al HaPas. Unlike Kiddush, Havdalah cannot be made over pas, over bread. Kiddush is the beginning of a meal, so even if you don't have a kos, you can do it over bread. That's at least appropriate. Whereas Havdalah is not the beginning of a meal, so like any other kosher bracha, you need wine. You can't use pas. Can't do sheva brachas on pas. You can't do you can't bench ala pas. And you can't use pas for arba kosas. Avol al hasheicher mavilim imhu chamar medina. But you can make havdalah over beer if it is chamar medina. Chamar medina means that is the standard social drink of the country. Vehu hadin. Leshar mashkin chutz min hamayim. That is true of all drinks other than water. Even if water is going to be chamar medina, nevertheless, it's not choshev enough to have a din of chamar medina. Now, this is all if you don't have wine. If you have wine, of course, wine has kedima. We'll later see what happens if the sheikher is chavi, if you like that better. The Mishnah Berurah brings up that milk is not will not count as chamar medina, certainly not oil. He then talks about the definition of water. Does water mean only pure water, or if it's got flavoring, is it different? So, for example, there was an apple drink they called kvass, or borscht, which is cooked beets. Is that considered water or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the pashtus that it is not, that it is considered water, and it would not be considered chamar medina. Whereas the chayodam is mekel. The chayodam holds that they could theoretically be chamar medina once they become the ikur social drink. Further, says the Ramah, agav etov yoser la'avdalah poskogum shel yayin me'al sheicher. You're better off using a kos pogum of yayin than using sheicher. So the kedima of yayin is even if it's going to be a kos pogum. So lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he's talking about in a place where sheicher is not chamar medina. But where sheicher is chamar medina, of course chamar medina will have kedima over kos yayin pogum. V'nagul havdol b'matzoi Pesach al sheicher v'lo al yayin mishum dechaviv shechaviv olav. A matzoi Pesach, after a week without beer is chaviv, so if it's chamar medina, chaviv would win out over yayin. So this is the halacha then. The halacha will be that for havdola, yayin is only has kedima over chamar medina if the chamar medina is not chaviv. But if the chamar medina is chaviv, that would come before yayin. Ubiyontiv shechalias b'motzoi Shabbos, an yontiv that falls on motzoi Shabbos. So there, what do you do? You say yak nahaz sheyesh bo kiddush sheyesh bo kiddush. It also has kiddush. That's a combination of kiddush and havdalah. Nemar al pas. There, it can be said on pas. Because kiddush is said on the pas, yeshomrim shagav kiddush mavil and gam ken olav. That the same way the kiddush can be said on the pas, the havdola part of kiddush can also be. Yeshomrim shiolse tov lomer kiddush v'havdola shneim ala sheicher. And others say that their sheicher would have kedima over pas because havdola shouldn't be said over pas. Hagav asvara rishoni iker. The Ramah says that the first svara is iker. That is that you can use pas. Now, a lemaisa, in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should really go out of your way to try to get hold of wine mamish. The Bir Halacha discusses a case where someone does not have wine, all they've got is beer, and they are makbid on chadash, and this beer is chadash. So what would be the easiest thing to do? Have someone else make havdalah for you and let him drink the wine. Says the Bir Halacha, or you make havdalah and give it to someone else to drink the wine. Says the Bir Halacha, it depends where you're coming from. If you are of the opinion that Chodesh, say in Chutz Laretz, is Osir Min HaTorah, that it's absolute Isser, then how can you listen to someone else making Kiddush over it? As far as you're concerned, he's making Kiddush over Isser. Whereas if you're just doing it b'toras chumra, you don't drink it yourself, but you can be yotze with someone else that's making havdalah over it. So it means we're machalik between someone who keeps it as ikar din as opposed to someone who keeps it as chumra. Siv gimel. Im ein lo yayin velo sheicher v'shar mashkin. Someone has neither wine, beer, or any other mashkin. Yesh omrim shemuter lo lechol. Some say that he's allowed to eat. Now, what's going on here? We find in the Gemara the story of a Meimar that didn't have any wine for Avdallah, but he expected to get wine for Avdallah the next morning. He went to sleep on Motzoi Shabbos hungry. It says he went to sleep fasting. The Shaila is what's pshat in it. The first day holds that he was machmer in himself. Chazal were not machayev you to wait for Havdalah with eating if you don't expect to get a kos for Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos. If you don't think you're going to hear Havdalah till Sunday morning, Chazal weren't machayev you to go fast Motzoi Shabbos. That's what the first day holds. So the case is you don't have wine, or you don't have beer, or there is no Chamar Medina, or beer isn't the Chamar Medina. Now, according to this day, of course, you'll have to daven Maariv first before eating, and you'll have to say Adachan Antanu. Others hold that you're supposed to say the Nusach of Havdalah, but not Alakos. The Mishabur is Docha that. Whereas, V'yesh Omrim, She'imitzapa, She'ulo L'macher, Lo Yochal Ad L'macher, She'yavdil. So the other day holds that if you expect to get wine tomorrow, you should not be eating until you have your Havdalah on Sunday morning. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, this is only with regard to the next morning. What happens if someone thinks he's going to get a hold of wine on Sunday evening? He's not mechuyev to wait and fast the whole day for that. The only time to fast, waiting for it is overnight, nothing more than that. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the case of Motzoi Shabbos, which is Yontif. And someone does not have, he does not have wine. So what did it say? That he should be Mekadosh on Pas. What happens if he doesn't have Pas? So the Mishnah Berurah says that he can't eat till the next morning. That means he'll have to skip the Sudas Yontif because he expects to get wine tomorrow morning. So Amatzoi Yontif also, the halacha would be, Amatzoi Shabbos also, even though it's Amatzoi Shabbos, which is Yontif, even though it means fasting on Yontif, you're not fasting with Shem Tzom, you just don't, you cannot let eat before Avdallah. Yeah, further. Vim Eilo El Kos Echad. Now this takes us to another inyan. There's a daya that Birkas HaMazon to Una Kos, that benching must have a Kos. We're not knowing like that. But there is such a daya. According to that daya, what happens if you are standing now in a position where you can either bench or make havdalah? You only have one kos. So what should you do? V'im ein lo ela kos echad v'eino mitzap b'shi'lo l'macher. It doesn't expect tomorrow. Mutiv she'yochol kodem she'yavdol v'yivarach l'birkas hamazon v'chakach yavdol olav. So what's this? This daya says, eat before Havdalah. This way you'll be able to bench Alakos and make Havdalah right afterwards Alakos. Whereas, what if you do expect them, what if you do expect that that tomorrow you're going to get a kos? According to this daya, what you should do is bench Alakos now, and tomorrow, when you get a chance, make Havdalah. Umayri shekoze lohoya. Excuse me. The divrei omrim the birkas hamazon tuna kos. The divrei omrim de ina tuna kos lo yochel et sheyavdol. The one who holds birkas hamazon ina tuna kos would say that you shouldn't eat until after Havdalah and then bench without a kos. That's how we're knowing today. We're knowing that Birkas HaMazon ain't a tuna kos. So if you have one kos left, of course, make Havdalah on it and then eat and bench without a kos. Umayri shekos zeh lohoyabol l'reviyas b'tzimtzum. that the kos only has an exact revius, ukvar hoya mozik kedino, and it's also diluted as much as one has to. Shim hoya meisim bo mayim yoser lo hoya roy lishtia. If you put more water, this wouldn't be roy lishtia. Shim lavkein ledivra kol mavdil tchila v'sholsim menam at umos v'lov lashlim ol revius. The kiddush of umavaruch ala berkas hamazon. The best thing to do would be drink a little bit for havdalah, add water, and then bench over it. But again, this is all if you hold birkas hamazon to una kos. Since we don't hold birkas hamazon to una kos, you just make havdalah ala kos and that's it. What happens if you expect to get a kos in the morning? Do you have to wait? This is with regard to Birkas HaMazon. According to the Man D'Yomer, that Birkas HaMazon tuna kos, and you're going to get a kos in the morning, do you have to wait and not eat until you have your kos so that you'll be able to bench all the kos? The pashtus of the mashmos here is that you have to. The Magen Avraham paskens, you don't have to. You're not mechuyev to go to sleep hungry. You're not mechuyev to go to sleep hungry in order to be mekayem Birkas HaMazon al kos.